Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Well, last night, Leighton, we had the official launch for Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two for 2018. Ooh,
what year are we in now?
This is the 12th year.
12th year.
12th year. Wow. And this is the show, of course, that has become the event on the Wagga social calendar. And I think it's put back heading towards $3 million. It's like $2.4 million that the show has raised.
Over
its 11-year journey so far. And, of course, all that money has stayed locally to help local charities. So 12 brave souls. Yes. Have signed up to do it for 2018.
And what local identities are fronting the stage this time around?
Tell you what, Mike, we've got some. It's a good crew.
Good crew.
Excellent. We have the 12 acts for Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two for 2018. We have a well-known cardiologist in town, Professor Jared Carroll. Jared has been partnered up with Renee Van Delft, and they're singing to raise money for the Calvary Palliative Care.
Yeah.
We've got a brother and sister combo in the show this year. Yeah. We've got Jamie Way, who's back with us as a mentor this year. We've got Jamie's sister, Bianca Miller, who's a teacher at Riverina Anglican College.
Yep.
They're in the show. To raise money for Triple M's Give Me Five for Kids. So helping the children's ward up at the Wagga Wagga Rural Referral Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got from Avis Riverina, Matt Wallace. Matt is in the show to help out Sunflower House and partnered with, we've heard Matt sing, so we've given him a singing teacher as his partner from Kildare Catholic College, Mel Cottrell.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's going to be an interesting situation in the Cottrell household.
Right,
because Mel's in the show as a mentor.
Yeah.
Her husband, Chris, is also in the show. Chris is fundraising for Soldier On.
Oh.
And Chris has been partnered up with Hayley Potts. So we've got husband and wife going against one another there.
That's
going
to be a tough gig.
From one of our media partners, our sister station Hit FM, we've got Herbie from The Breakfast Show there singing for the Cancer Council's Wagga Wagga Relay for Life, partnered up with Josh McKellar. Another one of our media partners is Nine News. And from Nine News Riverina, Grace Fitzgibbon will be in the show next year, singing to raise money for the Amy Sinclair Melanoma Trust. Grace has been partnered up with Joel Harrison.
She's amazing, Grace.
Oh, amazing,
see
Grace.
See what I did there.
From the naming rights sponsor, Thomas Brothers, we've got the used car sales manager, Danny Crouch, who's in the show. The
really?
Big unit's having a crack.
Get out of here.
Yes, that's probably what the crowd will be saying.
He can't sing.
It's not a singing competition.
No.
Danny's helping out Country Hope, partnered with Mel Donges.
I'd like to see choreography there as well.
Well, Mel is a choreographer as well, so that'll be interesting. The manager of HCF in Wagga, Patrick O'Donoghue, is in the show this year, helping out the Northcote Society. Patrick's been partnered up with Shelley McCormack. We've got Tash Small. Now, Tash works at the Aspect School. And, of course, as you know, Leighton, they do great work in the area of autism.
Yes, fantastic.
And that's actually who she's raising money for.
Oh, good. Excellent.
The Aspect School. And Tash has been partnered up with Marky Mark Atkinson from the Mighty Yak.
Oh, they'll do well then. Yes.
Cast member number 10 is Chris Kelly. Now, Chris is a project officer with Family and Community Services. And Chris is singing in the show to raise money for Anglicare Riverina. And Chris partnered up by Carly Jean Coolmer. We've got Jackie Martin. Jackie's already pumped and ready to go. She's right into it. Jackie is a school admin manager at the Riverina Environmental Education Centre. That's a lot of stuff to put on a business card. Jackie is raising funds for Taster Property. Now, this is one of the great things that I like about Wagga Wagga Takes Two. You actually get to find out about some charities that don't necessarily have the profile of others.
They're not high profile, as you say.
Taster Property, you're going to hear a lot about them during the Wagga Wagga Takes Two journey. They provide and manage a range of workshops and programs to engage young people's interests and ambitions. Really great little charity. So Jackie's singing for them. And the final piece of the puzzle is our new Miss Wagga Wagga, Zoe Martin.
Yes. Ooh, okay.
Zoe has been teamed up with Michael Whittington, and Zoe will be in the show to help out the Wagga Rescue Squad. So they are the 12 brave celebrities, the 12 brave souls who now start their Wagga Wagga Takes Two journey. The show is next year. It's April 19, 20 and 21 at the Kildare Catholic College Hall. Tickets will be going on sale early in the new year. And the other exciting news for the 2018 show.
Oh, this is sensational.
This is big news.
This
we have a special guest performer. Lucky, and we've been working on this for a couple of years, and we've worked on some other projects with this guy, and we've told him about Wagga Wagga Takes Two, and he hasn't been able to make it until the 2018 show. Adam Thompson,
From Chocolate Starfish.
Adam Thompson, the great Adam Thompson from Chocolate Starfish. If you were at Rock at the Races the last 2 years, you'll know just what Adam can do, or if you've seen him at Tumberfest. He is just a great entertainer. Adam has agreed to be part of the show. He'll open the show. He's going to be one of the guest judges, and he will also close the show. So we're going to have the great Adam Thompson as part of Thomas Brothers. Wagga Wagga Takes Two for 2018. If you want to find out more about the show, head to the Wagga Wagga Takes Two website, or indeed check out the Wagga Wagga Takes Two Facebook page. I just want to play something for you, Leighton. Yeah, just want to play something for you.
Right, okay.
Gosh. Shazam.
Yes, I think we all remember golly.
Well, golly.
Gomer Pyle, of course. Jim Neighbours, who played Gomer Pyle. I think if you're our vintage, you would have grown up with Gomer Pyle. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're bringing you the news this morning that Jim Neighbours, who was best known for his role as Gomer Pyle, has unfortunately passed away.
No.
Passed away. He died in Honolulu early Thursday after battling health issues for quite some time. So that's very, very sad. We've lost another good one there.
See, you and I grew up with Gomer Pyle, but he was actually a very good singer.
Excellent singer. Yeah, absolutely he was.
It was just like, how did that voice come out of that character?
So very, very sad. That's just a developing story now. But Jim Neighbours, best known for his role as Gomer Pyle, unfortunately passing away at age 87. It is time, actually, to let you know who the winner of Triple M's Disco Fever is. We've been doing this all week, featuring, of course, the musical talents of Dale's Disco Dazzlers.
Yeah, Dale's Disco Dazzlers, who I think are out performing this weekend.
Yes, at the Rooty Hill RSL, I think is where they are. Now, this is for the trip to Sydney to see KC and the Sunshine Band, the Village People, Sister Sledge. Thanks to Frontier Touring, got the show at the Horden Pavilion December 14. Accommodation at Ridges, Sydney Central. Who's what's this bloke's name? Who is this?
We're looking for Dave. David Yates. Disco Dave.
Disco Dave. Righto. Oh, come on, Dave. 23 past 8.
Hey,
is that you, Yatesy?
It is. Who's that?
Mate, they tell us that your nickname is Disco.
Oh, God. How you going?
Yeah, good. How you doing this morning?
You
don't win. Yeah, no, you want to talk to us now, don't
you?
You want to talk to us before.
Hey.
No, but things are different now, aren't they?
So, well, I haven't started work yet. Who the hell are you?
Do your mates know that you're right into KC and the Sunshine Band, right into the Village People, right into Sister Sledge?
Oh, they know I'm a bit weird, so that's fine.
Hey, congratulations, mate. You are the winner of Triple M's Disco Fever, and you're off to see KC and the Sunshine Band, the Village People, and Sister Sledge Thursday, December 14 at the Horden Pavilion, all thanks to Frontier Touring.
But wait, fantastic. There's more.
Wait, hang on, wait, there's
more. Oh, yeah, we're gonna put you up at the Ridges Sydney Central. We're going to put in a bit of mood lighting. There's going to be
a big mirror ball.
John Travolta in the white suit over in the corner.
That dancing floor from Saturday Night Fever.
I'm very good.
Mate, you're going to have an awesome time, all right? And when you get back, we need you to report back.
No worries. I'll do that for you, happily.
Good on you, mate. Well played. Enjoy the show. It's going to be a beauty. Thursday the 14th of December. If you want tickets, you can get them through Frontier Touring, everybody. And, of course, Triple M's Disco Fever. All thanks to Frontier Touring. The recently refurbished Ridges Sydney Central, a great location for your business or leisure needs, and it'll probably need to be refurbished again after Yatesy has a crack there on the 14th of December. And, of course, our good mate Dale Allison up at Allison Music in the new shop at 85 Forsyth Street. We best find out as much as we can about this weather that is heading our way today and across the weekend. Time to go to the Bureau of Meteorology, Leighton.
Yes, catching up with Emily McVie, the duty forecaster. How you doing, Em?
I'm great.
All right, give us the good news.
Depends what you classify as good news, I guess.
What's the story with the weather? How much rain are we expected to get here in Wagga today, over the next couple of days, actually?
So, well, at least for today, we are expecting around 30 to 45, maybe up to 50 millimetres of rain, generally speaking. We may have some higher totals where there's thunderstorms, because we have possibly severe thunderstorms developing today and into tomorrow as well. Tomorrow, that rain will persist. So tomorrow we're expecting around 50 to 80 millimetres, and again, maybe some higher totals where there's thunderstorms producing heavy rainfall.
Okay, so tomorrow is going to be just as bad as today by the sounds of it.
Yeah, so just looking on the radar currently, those rain, showery conditions look like they're just to the west of Wagga, maybe kind of near Deniliquin. So that will basically deepen and progress across Wagga, and that will persist for today, this afternoon, evening, into tomorrow as well.
Now, we're 100 k's away from the Victorian border, but down south in Victoria, they're getting slammed. Reports of up to 300 mil in some places.
Yeah, so it does look like the worst will probably be towards the southern part of the border. So over their ranges through there, they are expecting high totals. So, yeah, definitely a lot of rain.
All right, so as well as the rain, Em, what else should we be worried about? Are we getting strong winds?
So the winds don't look too bad. It's really over the Alpine Peak, so I mean, not really of too much concern. We are expecting northeasterly winds around 20 to 25 k's an hour. They'll tend a bit more northerly, increasing up to 30 k's this morning. And tomorrow, that's when the winds will pick up. So they are increasing to around 25 to 40 k's an hour. And where there's thunderstorms, we may potentially have some damaging winds as well. So definitely keep an eye on those thunderstorm severe weather warnings also.
All right, Em, no, question without notice: can you get up Adelaide's weather? Have you got Adelaide's weather? Have you got Adelaide's weather?
We're concerned about the Test match.
The Test match, which starts tomorrow afternoon, is it going to be a dry day one or not?
So I'm not sure. What
you're not bad.
Is it on in the you know
afternoon? 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock start.
1 o'clock.
Okay. So, I'm the bearer of bad news, so we do have a high chance of some showers morning and early afternoon, but not anywhere near as high as what we're expecting today. So 3 to 8 mils, maybe.
All right. Em, you're still on our Christmas list, all right?
sensational, Emily. Thank you very much for, and I know you've been very, very busy this morning. For some unknown reason, everyone wants to talk to the Weather Bureau today.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Emily, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it and hope it doesn't get too busy for you there.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
I can't hear you. $1,000 cash. Potsy and Leighton's Ultimate Hearing Test.
Heading up to 11 past 8, this is the Ultimate Hearing Test for $1,000. You tell us what this elusive sound is, and you get the money.
Hello, how you doing?
Very well, yourself?
Oh, fantastic.
Are you prepared for what's about to happen today?
I am.
Yeah, you clean the gutters out and
move all
the furniture off the outdoor deck.
No. It gets wet.
I'm just going to throw all my outdoor furniture over the fence into the next door neighbour's place.
You won't have to throw it over. It'll be taken care of.
All right, for $1,000, what do you reckon it is?
I think it's you, Leighton, popping a pill out of the blister pack because you've got a headache.
Oh, I've got a headache. Yeah.
Absolutely soft, you know what. Got the tolerance level of a sneeze.
And I got to tell you, it's not one tablet I'm popping. Damn pack, I'll do the lot.
And trust me, you know some days when he hasn't taken his tablet, if you know what I mean. No, that's not what it is. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Take care out there today. Triple M, it's the Ultimate Hearing Test. Hello.
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 How you doing? Yeah, good, thank you. $1,000, what do you reckon it is for $1,000?
Tearing off an FPOS receipt.
An FPOS receipt?
Yeah. No. That's not what it is. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Cheers.
All right, next caller. Hello there, Triple M.
Oh, they've gone.
Oh, they've hung up on me. They were waiting there for so long and they just disappeared. Why go when I come to you? Please.
Well, we'll leave it there.
Yes.
We've got so much other stuff to do.
All right. Well, hang on to the money. We'll put it back on the table Monday morning for you, everybody. Have another listen. $1,000 up for grabs Monday with Potsy and Leighton's $1,000 Ultimate Hearing Test. Time to have a look at some off-season AFL news and some racing tips for Melbourne tomorrow. Will they be racing in Melbourne tomorrow? Who knows?
Well, we'll find out.
That time of the week to catch up with the one. Thanks to Cottontail Wines and Investment and Insurance Advisory Centre, of course, the one and only Mr. Peter Crackers. Keenan, everybody.
Hey, don't Crackers.
No, look, I'm all right. I'm glad Cottontail's up in that beautiful hill looking over the Riverina Valley towards Wagga, because it just started to rain here, and a bloke had a boat, got a boat out the front looking for chooks called Noah, ready to go.
So how are things down there, mate?
Oh, we're all right. Haven't had any much rain yet, but I don't know if they'll race tomorrow, but there's going to get a lot of it. They reckon Wang's going to get, me coming from Yarrawonga, I don't care what happens to Wang a lot of the time.
You've got to let that go, mate.
Yes, I know. We had to be back a few times down the football field by him.
There's an area there from Wangaratta through to the Rangers that they reckon could get up to 300 mil.
And just starting to rain outside
just starting
now,
to speak now.
Here.
Yep.
I think, and we mentioned this earlier this morning for, and a lot of people from Wagga Wagga and the Riverina do head to Melbourne on the weekends for whatever reason, family, friends, yeah. Social. It's going to be a tricky little drive.
I'd keep off the roads this weekend.
Tricky little drive.
Around Violet Town and Wangaratta and Benalla, that's where it'll be a little bit tricky, to Broken River. But anyway, all you do is go and ring up Rowan, Tracy, and Ricky and the gang and say, how much have I got? Where's my Christmas bonus? And they can look after it. And I'll tell you what, if I were there, I'm sick of that bloke, the next door neighbour of yours. He said, I'll put the horse in the paddock. I said, put yourself in the paddock next to him. and he said, I've made a bit of money this year. I said, well, go and buy some Shiraz for Christmas. And he said, yes. He said, I like that. And he said, and Calf likes the Chardonnay. I said, yeah, I'll sooner have a drink of Chardonnay. Go no further than that. But, the draft last week, apparently, the Gold Coast Suns they picked a bloke at 20, a Smokey. Everybody thought he'd go about 75 if he was to be drafted.
Right.
Scotty Clayton, the Doyen, he's no longer there.
Yeah.
Craig Cameron's taken over. And apparently there was silence on the table when it happened.
Wasn't a mistake, was it?
I don't think it was a mistake.
Okay.
It was something else. anyway, they got a bloke that was supposed to be getting at 75 who went off at 20. He was a bolter, so to speak.
Now, you've had a week to dissect the draft, and I know it's hard to, because, I mean, these are kids, and we're basing this on very limited knowledge. Obviously, you're basing it a lot on their junior footy career. Who do you reckon did okay in the draft?
Oh, they'll also have done okay in the draft. This draft usually takes about 3 years to come out and see where you've gone. They reckon Rayner's very good. Stephenson from has gone to Collingwood, a big fella. DeConnick, supposed to be able to play. You know, big blokes. They're all about the same. Paddy Dow, supposed to be a good player. You know, the top 20 pick themselves, basically.
Yeah.
Unless you have a different pick from... it was surprising. One of our blokes got picked up in a rookie draft, which is good. He's a good footballer. Mad Jack Majacek's kid, Brody Majacek. He's a good player. But everybody will say they've done well. But it'll take a little. Well, I don't know if there'll be too many step up like Hodge early, Jardinette. Maybe Rayner.
Yep.
Rayner, they reckon his tank's a little bit suspect, though.
All right, we'll find out. We'll find out soon enough. They reckon next year's draft is one out of the box.
Yeah. They reckon that's the best draft going around for a long time, and a lot of people are very keen on that. And there's a lot of father and sons in there too,
and a lot of tanking probably happening.
That would never.
Oh, sorry, happen. No.
There goes a flying pig. It never happened.
all right. So, other than the draft, all pretty quiet.
Well,
we
got the test on, and Ben Stokes, what a marvellous person he is.
Yes, good character.
Good character. He's over there in New Zealand. He's over there playing for Canterbury at the moment.
I tell you what, Crackers, I was in Brisbane last weekend for the test match, and I don't know how this happened, but we ended up at a pub not far from the Gabba, the Pineapple, and it's the home base in Brisbane. It was the home base for the Barmy Army.
Right.
My God, Father.
Hey.
They didn't have much to crow about because of the cricket.
Mm.
They came in to watch the rugby league semi-final where England played Tonga, and they were chirping
all
through the game until the last couple of minutes. Where, the old sphincter valve sort of shrunk a little bit.
Tonga almost got them.
They reckon you can't stand downwind from them.
Yeah, you're right. And I'll tell you what, they didn't shout. They didn't shout.
No.
They disappeared. We got into a bit of a shout with them.
Right.
And then they sort of disappeared when it was their time.
When they turned.
Got a goal. I got a goal.
They go to Adelaide. So a few of my mates are going, I don't know if they'll play or not, will they?
It's very wet. They got a lot of rain there yesterday, and it's very wet there again today. And the forecast, we were speaking to the Bureau about half an hour ago, and they were saying rain tomorrow. Forecast,
yeah.
But it's a good oval. You just never know. You never know, and of course, it doesn't start until 2 o'clock. So,
You might be right.
All right, sand down.
What about last week? It was terrible last week. I just couldn't. Ballarat, I just couldn't do any good. No. Anyway, race 2, horse 5, Holy Freeze. There's a bit of a wrap on this, but. And he's got wet track form. He's been placed in one in the soft. So you don't know what this is going to be like.
Well, this is the thing. We don't know what the you don't know if they're going to be racing, and if they do race, you don't know what they're going to be racing on. Mm. So we'll give our tips with a little bit of a warning.
Yeah.
Race 5, horse 16, Urban Royal, yeah. Matthew Kamani. He's starting to get a few winners. Got a bit of wet track form about him.
Yep.
Should get the money. Probably the better today, Sprightly Lass. I'll put the 50 on her. Right. Race 6, horse 8, Sprightly Lass. It can handle the going very well. Wayne and Michael and John Hawks.
Yep.
The one that gets the giggles in the mud, Mickey Bell's horse, who got the young Georgina Cartwright claiming 3.
Yeah.
Jungle Edge, Kevin Forrester, 55 years of age. So one, if anything got into his head to be a space invader, one on its last start. Forrester's a mate of mine, if I'm allowed to say that.
Race 7, horse 1. Yeah.
Should get the money too. And one right down the bottom in race 8, horse 14, Jolly's Cafe. Johnny Sadler with Chris Caserta. Watch this kid. He's going to be a very, very good jock. Got a little bit of form about it on the wet. And it's about 19 to 1.
Yeah, $19 there, it's showing. Okay, so that's race 8.
Right around him. Johnny needs a little bit of a win at the moment. There's a few people in the Aquanita racing stable that needed a lot of winning.
For a potential bill that might be coming? Or?
Oh, I tell you what, I think I'd be looking up to see if there's any jobs in the Northern Territory.
I tell you who I do feel sorry for today, the Mount Gambier Turf Club. They've moved their cup meeting, which used to be held May, June, and they've moved it because it always kept on getting washed out.
Oh.
So they've moved it to December 1. You think you'd be right. And they've had about, in the last 10 hours or so, they've had that much rain. It's not funny. At this stage, the meeting's still going on, but she's going to be on a heavy track there too.
Geez.
And the race has got washed out at Warrnambool yesterday. I mean, that never happens. Never happens.
I went round to watch with Mickey Mayan, and we only got the race 3.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I said, they won't race. He said, they'll race. We used to race on Dale Hawks. I said, it's not you any longer. The Yender walked past and just put his hand out and just waved the way. Finished, he said.
Yeah, no, it's very surprising for them not to race at Warrnambool because of a wet track. Never
happened. Well, they had lightning, apparently.
Oh, is that
they don't like that. They get a bit scared.
All right. We'll put Cracker's tips up on the Facebook page during the course of the day, everybody. If you're having a little bit of a flutter tomorrow, you can follow those. Thanks, Crackers. We'll catch you next Friday.
We'll catch you next week.
Good day,
cheers, matey.
Peter Crackers, Keenan, everybody, for Cottontail Wine and Investment and Insurance Advisory Centre.
Cottontail's pretty full with their Christmas bookings, but if you'd like to get in for next Christmas, 69284554. Give them a call. You never know your luck in the big city.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.